Uh-oh, Trump done and he just gone and done it now. He upset Planned Parenthood. What is he going to do? How is he ever going to survive this onslaught of disappointment and anger from Planned Parenthood? Can't even get through it without laughing because it's so ridiculous, and who cares? Now, the story is important because it's indicative of what our culture has turned into, but Planned Parenthood apparently is really upset that President Trump called the violent gang members of MS-13 animals, which they are. Now, think about how ironic this is. Not only from the fact of, you know, Planned Parenthood is worried about dehumanizing people, they literally kill babies. Okay, gang members, great. The unborn, no, we don't want any of that. And maybe one of them will cure cancer someday, but maybe one of them will be Hitler, so we can't have any of that. But gang members who are actively killing people in the most horrific ways imaginable, don't refer to, we don't want to dehumanize them. It is so stupid. And honestly, I hope the left keeps doing this because it just shows to the rest of the country how insane they are. And they keep losing their base because of this. They keep losing their influence. They're losing their base. More and more people. I actually have a really good friend who I went to high school with. Actually, I'm going to have him on this channel someday because I think it's important. But I have a really good friend who is always a liberal, you know, and I've always been a conservative, but we kind of made it work in our friendship. But he's to the point now, he's not a Christian yet, so pray for him. I've been praying for him. But he's to the point now, and I've talked to him about God and Christianity and all that stuff, and I remember the conversations that we had. It was never heated. It was never, like, unpleasant, but, you know, he just wasn't into it. But hopefully he's warming up. But he's to the point now, he's basically a conservative. You know, he's said what people like Dave Rubin have said, that the left have gone so far left that it makes them now either center or right. You know what it is? They're deluded. They think that they're morally right. They're deluded as to what's actually happening. I mean, we saw this in the election. Everybody was saying Hillary was going to win. You know, all the leftists were saying Hillary was going to win, and then they were all shocked when it didn't happen. And then their conclusion was, oh, I guess we have a lot more racists in America than we thought. No, idiots, that's not what it is. So they're unwilling. It's part of the whole leftist way of thinking. They're unwilling to do any self-introspection and actually think what their motivations are and try to make themselves better. They don't want to deal with ideas when they can deal in emotion. So that's what this is. So leaders of the abortion rights movement blasted President Trump earlier, like last week or something, for daring to compare members of the violent MS-13 street gang to animals, unironically calling on the president to acknowledge that human beings have inherent dignity and deserve respect. You got to be kidding me. So both Cecil Richards, which was formerly the head of Planned Parenthood, and NARAL, let's call him Gnarl, I guess, President Elise Hague, I don't know how to pronounce that, but spoke out against the president's suggestion that MS-13 gang members shouldn't be given special treatment under American immigration laws, apparently believing that Trump was referring to all illegal immigrants as animals. Now, this has been out for a while, and you've probably seen it, but you know, as annoying as it is, I'm glad that they're going to these lengths because it tells the rest of the country, okay, if you've got to take something that far out of context, which anybody can look up and find out what he actually said, but everyone's trying to, not everyone, everyone on the left, they're trying to say that he was calling foreigners or immigrants or even illegal immigrants, that he was calling all of them animals. No, he wasn't. It was in reference to MS-13, who brutally murder people in the most horrific ways. And yeah, they act like animals. They're animals. And think about this. How ironic is this? From the leftist mindset that, you know, a lot of them believe in like evolution, they believe that we came from animals and stuff. To them, we are animals. You know, to them, when we try to say, you know, well, you should have some morality and you should think of human life as precious, then they think, well, we're going to elevate animal life, even plant life, above human life. You know, think about this. There's a really good argument against abortion because pro-abortionists will say that life in the womb, it's just potential life, that it's not real life. Okay, well, go smash an egg of a bald eagle and see how far that gets you. It's just potential life, right? You're going to end up in jail. Like, it's illegal to do that. Yet it's an animal. So animals' rights are apparently above human rights. And I've known people like this. I've known people on the left who said that they would rather shoot a human being than a deer. And it's just insane. So Hogue, I think, stepped foot in more bizarre territory, warning that dehumanizing even murderous individuals was the pathway to very dangerous territory, where more human beings might face dehumanization. Hogue is apparently unaware that her own organization fights for the right to murder innocent, tiny humans in the first 3 to 9 months of their lives, which is definitely dangerous territory. You know, we would have 60 million, I think the number is 60 million more people. And I don't remember if that's in our country or in the world. I actually think that's just in our country. 60 million more people. And people want to say, oh, well, resources are limited. And no, they're not. We're fine. But and there's a lot of stuff debunking that. You should go check that out. You know, if you take all the people of the world, they could like fit into like one city in Florida, like Jacksonville or something. We're not overpopulated. Even if we were, murder isn't the solution. You know, if we're overpopulated and if resources are that scarce, then you got to go find more resources. You got to find better ways to grow food. You got to maybe not socialize everything. Maybe inspire some capitalism so people compete and then you get better products. Mine the moon for helium-3. I'm all about that. That's great. But limited resources, which is debatable, is not a reason to kill babies. It's just not. Think about it this way. Okay, if my family was starving and I killed my child because of it, I'd still go to jail. That would be so evil. Even leftists would say that it's evil. I mean, it's just terrible. It's not a good argument. The whole limited resources overpopulation thing, it's not an excuse to kill babies. So Planned Parenthood called the president hateful for speaking out against the gang that is frequently accused of engaging in sex trade. See, it's not just murder. It's sex trade, decapitating their enemies and committing brutal beatings and murders. And at one point, MS-13 even strung several of its victims from a highway overpass, which were all women, presumably members of the Planned Parenthood family, you know, as it counts all people of a female persuasion among its supporters. So NARAL, like its leader, failed to recognize the irony in calling on the president to afford rapists and murderers dignity and respect. It's absolutely, absolutely atrocious. It's ridiculous. I can't believe that. I really can't believe that there are people that can think this way. You know, I always try to say on this channel, try to find out how and why somebody thinks the way that they do. You know, at least try to understand the arguments. It doesn't mean that you agree with it, but at least try to understand where they come from, because if you can understand that, you have a better chance at veering them back into reality. This is just so far gone. I mean, there's just no justifying it. It's insane. It is literally insane. And I don't say the word literally, figuratively, like when people say that Trump is literally Hitler. No, he's not. Hitler died a long time ago. Or he's alive in Argentina, but in that case, he's in Argentina. He's not President Trump. But they say he's literally Trump. I don't say literally like that. I mean literally. This is insane, and it's got to stop. Okay, if you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. That is the central hub for everything we do here. And I can't thank you guys enough. Thank you so much for the continual donations. Doing these videos, it is fun and it's informative, but it's also incredibly expensive. And I'm putting as much money of my own as I can into it, but I can't fund this by myself because I have a family and, you know, I got lots of stuff. I got to give a really big thank you to everybody who has donated and who continues to donate. who has donated at Josh Peck Disclosure or has gone to patreon.com/Josh Peck and donated there, whether you're only donating $1 a month or you're donating $50 a month, I can't thank you all enough. It's so helpful, and it's the only reason that we're able to continue doing what we do. And even though, listen, it might seem like a lost cause because YouTube is saying that these videos only get 200 or 300 views, that's not true. Don't believe YouTube, and also these videos go on more platforms than just that, and we're increasing the platforms even more as time goes on. I also want to thank those of you who have sent me information about the Health Ranger, the real.video. I sent in an application, and I hope to get Josh Peck Disclosure on that network. Actually, I'd love to invite him on this channel for an interview, so hopefully we'll be able to set that up. I had actually never heard of him until maybe a month or two ago, and it was because of a lot of you who were emailing me about him and everything, and you all feel very strongly that he's a good source and a good guy, and he lost his YouTube channel. That could happen here, and that's why it's important to note, if that does happen, there is a plan in place. If that happens, if my channel just goes away someday, very well, this video might be the one that does it. If that happens, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. There will be instructions there as soon as I find out about it. We will figure something out. There are other ways to distribute this information, but it's always going to be at Josh Peck Disclosure. I have a DTube account. If you want to check that out, you can go to steemit.com/@Josh Peck. I will keep uploading videos there because DTube is awesome and they're getting better every day. We will do something. So real.video sounds like a really good thing. There's other options like Minds and One Way and things like that. So, but always, even if I have to just record these on my computer and upload them for download on my website, I will do that. JoshPeckDisclosure.com is where to go. So head on over there if you can donate, because that really does help. I would love to get a savings going for the inevitable day when we're not allowed on YouTube or Facebook anymore. I would love to have some savings for that. But so far, we've been able to do a lot of things. We've been able to improve the video. We've been able to improve the audio. Lighting is next. But there's a lot of things that we continue to do. We should probably get some decoration here. All you see is like a dark wall and like a little stack of books here. I actually do have a pretty nice Trump flag here. I just haven't found a way to fasten it to a brick wall. But anyway, those are just little frivolous things. The most important thing is getting the information out. And again, I just want to give a big thank you for everybody who is donating towards that cause, because this would not happen without it. So thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.